The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for your presence with us as we gather in the beauty of this sanctuary and as we prepare to receive your most unexpected gift. Bless us and keep us, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in Jesus' name, amen. Well, my friends, if you're a procrastinator, you know what time it is. It is the last minute. The last minute for buying Christmas presents. Fortunately, I have some suggestions for you. So if you put one of these buying suggestions under the Christmas tree, your generosity will never be forgotten, guaranteed. How about first a pair of air-conditioned tennis shoes made by a Japanese company called Hydrotech. They cost $78, and they have filters and microfans built right into them. So if you want to give them to a person who wants to be cool, literally. For another $20, you can buy your loved one an ostrich pillow. Have you seen these? It's a napping pillow, goes completely around the person's head, and can help get them some sleep on a couch or even at their desk at work. If your budget's a bit tighter, $15 will get you a toilet nightlight, which can provide some much-needed guidance in the middle of the night. Or maybe there's a man in your life who would be interested in a clip-on man bun. These only cost $10. And it enables the businessman to be conservative all day and then turn into a hipster at night. Or for cat lovers like my bride, Donna Lee, $25 will buy the weirdest gift of all, a cat brush shaped like a tongue. Yep, that's right. The brush is held in your mouth and you use it to brush your kitty, thus forming a bond that can never be broken, communicating in their language of love. For most people, a licky brush would be a truly unexpected gift. So what were the people of Israel expecting during the rule of Emperor Augustus of Rome? You know, they had no Christmas to celebrate, so they weren't even looking for anyone to surprise them with an ostrich pillow or a licky brush. But the people did have hopes and dreams in their time of oppression, and many of those expectations were based on the Hebrew scriptures. So one of the things they get and they hear about is a girl who's pregnant. Now that's a really odd sign or gift, isn't it? The prophet Isaiah had explained, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child, and she'll bear a son, and she'll name him Emmanuel." That prophecy was thrilling for the people because the name Emmanuel means God with us. And the people of Israel were longing for God's presence and power. So maybe the gift was a girl with child who would bear the child, yet another gift, a child named Emmanuel, again a sign of God's presence. We just finished reciting parts of Psalm 80. The people knew this psalm as well. It's a prayer for the restoration of Israel. Stir up your might and come to save us, says this desperate appeal to God. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. You see, the people of Israel for centuries had heard their enemies laughing at them, and so they cried to God, let your hand be upon the one at your right hand, the one who you made strong for yourself. So perhaps the gift was a mighty messenger, God's right-hand man. Now, both of these gifts were expected gifts, desirable and deeply appreciated by the people of Israel. But both Emmanuel and the mighty messenger were part of the expectations of the people. But the Gospel of Matthew tells us that the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in a way that no one saw coming. He was an unexpected gift. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph before they lived together, she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. That's unexpected. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. In other words, Joseph planned to separate from her discreetly. That's unexpected because he could have shamed her in public and even had her stoned. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. An angel appeared to Joseph in a dream. That's unexpected. And the angel gave him the name Jesus, which means God will save his people. That's unexpected. Jesus came to save us from our sins. Of course, Matthew fulfills the expectations of the people when he says, all this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Jesus may be an unexpected gift, but my friends, he shows us what God is all about. He shows us what God's mission is truly about, and that his mission is to save us from our sins. Now, in the Gospel of Luke, there is some additional surprising news. The appearance of an angel to a bunch of shepherds in a field, that's unexpected. And then the angel said to them, to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. So the child is not only a Savior, but the Messiah and the Lord. That's unexpected. And finally, the angel says to the shepherds, you will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. That's unexpected. Just about everything about Jesus is unexpected. He may be the most surprising gift of all time, and also the most transformative. So, how can we respond to such a gift? Well, you know, a short thank you note may be appropriate for a pair of air-conditioned shoes or a clip-on man bun, but thanks for the gift of Jesus takes a bit more thought. And so this Christmas, our challenge is to accept Jesus into the deepest parts of ourselves as that surprising and transformative gift. The gift of Jesus as Emmanuel means that God is with us in every time and every place and every situation. Jesus comes to us as nothing less than the presence and power of God in human form. He is with us when our friends desert us. He is with us when our marriage is falling apart, when our jobs are unsatisfying, unstable, or unexpectedly taken away from us. In all of those traumatic experiences and more, Jesus is Emmanuel, present with us in surprising and life-giving ways. The gift of Jesus as Savior means that God is with us to help us, save us, and transform us. You see, He isn't simply standing by our side as a supportive friend would be. No, He comes in decisive action, you see. The name Jesus literally means God helps or God saves. And that tells us that He has a very definite agenda in the world. The gift of Jesus as Messiah and Lord means that Jesus is leading you as your Lord and Master. We might be reluctant to accept this present because we like to stand up as independent people and say to those around us, "You're not the boss of me." But the truth is that we all need guidance as we make our way in the world. To accept Jesus as Messiah and Lord is to fall in line when Jesus says, "Follow me." It is to make a serious effort to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. It is to accept the truth of Jesus' words, "You cannot serve God and wealth," and to structure our lives so that we are storing up treasures in heaven instead of on earth. Well, my friends, by this point, December 22nd, it may be too late to buy the perfect Christmas present for a friend or family member, but it's not too late to accept the unexpected gift that God is offering you, the gift of Jesus as Emmanuel, Savior, Messiah, and Lord. All we need to do is accept it and allow Jesus to go to work in our lives in surprising and transformative ways. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us stand as you are able, and we'll sing our next hymn.